The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kavitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kavitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kavitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Sunny 95, 94.7, Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko, and thank you for joining me today. Hey, it was a great evening last night. We had the first Movies in the Park at the Park of Roses, sponsored by the Clintonville Rotary, of which I'm a member. You might remember it last week. We had the president, Donnelly Osborne, talking about it. And so I was there last night. Lots of people showed up, probably 200 or more, maybe 200 or 300. And the screen is like almost as high as a three-story building. So if you didn't get to come out last night, come out not this next Sunday or Saturday, but the one after. The 24th is the next night we'll be doing that. It was a lot of fun. And but you know what? I was at the concession stand, and one of the people came up and they recognized me and said, "Hey, you're the dentist." And I was actually selling sticky, gooey candy to kids. And I said I was set up. I didn't get to pick the snacks. Of course, I would have been giving out toothbrushes and toothpaste, right? No, not really. But anyway, okay, now I want to welcome to the show. We're going to bring him on here in just a second after we get done with our housekeeping. But in the studio with me today is my office manager, Jeff Sapp. He's been with me for a good while now, and he's been doing a great job, and I thought it might be nice to ask him to be on the show. And we're going to talk a little bit about what office managers do. The other thing is I'm excited to say that you might remember that back on Mother's Day, we were able to give away a free floral arrangement to the person who guessed Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And we've been able to arrange to begin to do that again. And so today, the person who calls in with the correct guess to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day gets a free, yeah, I'm thinking of the mosquitoes and the fleas last night. Anyway, gets a free floral arrangement from Weiss-Stemmer Florist. And let me go out and give that question. The question is, what is the optimum level of fluoride in public drinking water? This is according to the U.S. Health Service. Is it A, 1/10 of a part per million, B, 10 parts per million, C, 1 part per billion, D, 1 part per million, or E, 100 parts per million? Okay? I know that's kind of confusing, but if you know the answer, it's not. And there's only 5 choices anyway. So remember, if you get the answer correctly, and our number, by the way, is 459-9769, you will receive a free floral arrangement. It's what they call a seasonal floral arrangement from Weiss-Stemmer Florist. Now, I also want to say, this is between Dr. Kavitko and you. It is not Sunny 95 contest. So if you have any questions about any of this, please call my office at 262-9588. Don't call the studio, okay? I'm just doing this to be nice, and I don't want them to have to answer questions for something that I'm doing. Because, honestly, they don't know. They have no idea. So if you call on Monday and ask, they're going to say, "I don't know what you're talking about." Remember, the phone number is 459-9769, and the question is, what's the optimum level of fluoride in public drinking water? Essentially, it's this. 1/10 of a part per million, 10 parts per million, 1 part per billion, 1 part per million, or 100 parts per million. Okay? So just keep track of the answers. You might be able to get it by process of elimination. We'll see. Later on in the show, we're going to find out why a former office manager, not of mine, but why a former office manager went to prison for 7 years. Okay, what could they have possibly have done that would have landed them in prison for 7 years? And I also want to mention the Dr. Kavitko Golf Classic is 3 weeks away as of yesterday. We have about almost 200 golfers signed up. We have room for about, maybe 8 to 10 more teams. And it's July 31st at Bent Tree Golf Course and the Royal American Links at both courses simultaneously. Silent auction at 7, scramble format. Golfing begins at 8 with a shotgun start. It's a lot of fun. Go to dentallyspeaking.com to sign up. Questions, call the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio at 263-6020. or go to their website at www.dasaco.net. That's DSACO.net. All right, so let me just introduce Jeff Sapp, or bring Jeff in. And good morning, Jeff, and thank you for getting up so early to be on the show with me.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
I wanted to find out, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself. I mean, for instance, how long have you been in dentistry and what attracted you to the dental field?
Well, I've actually been in dentistry about 10 years. I got into it because I like to serve patients and customers. And I just really enjoyed what I did with that and kind of worked my way into where I am now.
So what did you start as?
I started off as front desk. I more or less greeted the people to come in and out, checked them out, took care of insurance questions, and worked my way up to the coordinator, and then from that to an office manager.
So the coordinator, what's the difference between that and the front desk? What do they do different?
The coordinator takes care of the person in general. They everything from what they have questions on to if they have issues to what the money is. Also with the staff, taking care of what they need.
So that sounds like the office manager.
It does, without the title.
Oh, okay. Oh, or the money.
Exactly.
Got to figure out how the doctor that hired him for that job got away with that, huh? How long were you the coordinator without the office manager without the title?
About 4 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, I must be doing something wrong. I gave him the title right away. Anyway, so besides, okay, so you've held front desk, front desk, not supervisor. What did you say?
Just coordinator.
Coordinator. Okay. And then office manager.
All right. It was actually in an orthodontic office.
Okay.
So it was a little bit different than what it is now.
Right. They don't really have dental emergencies, do they?
No.
No. An orthodontic emergency is my wire is poking my cheek.
That's right.
Is there anything else for orthodontists that would get people to pick up the phone and say, I need to be seen?
Not really. Just more or less would have to do with the braces. If a bracket pops off or if a wire is poking, then they call us to get in.
Okay. Now, give me an idea of, because I don't think people really understand all of the different job descriptions in a dental office. I know that people refer to my dental assistants as the nurse, and the assistants are the hygienist. And we actually had a show a couple years back about what all the different titles were. But since you're here, tell me, what are the responsibilities of an office manager?
The office manager is in charge of making sure that everybody is properly trained, making sure that we're taking care of the patient in every way that we can. We want to make sure that their visit is a good one and that they can leave without the hesitation of wanting to come back. Dentistry has really gotten a bad rep of people not doing what they need to do. So they come in and they're in pain and they think that there's going to be pain every time there's a visit in the dental office, and it's really not. We want to do everything we can to make sure that they have a good experience and they walk away pain-free.
Good. And that's true. I think that there's still too many people out there that are afraid of the dentist, and we see a lot of them, and our goal is to try to change the perception in their mind, and then hopefully they'll go back and tell all of their friends and family that, hey, it's not like it used to be. And, you know, maybe they don't know if it's just the times have changed or they're at a different dental office.
Mm-hmm.
So... now, remember the phone number for the question of the day, 459-9769. Free flowers to the person who wins the, guesses correctly. And so if you just want to take a stab in the dark, what we've done is we've divided it into five choices, A, B, C, D, and E. And A is 0.1 part per million, B is 10 parts per million, C is 1 part per billion, D, 1 part per million, or E, 100 parts per million. That's a lot of millions and billions and stuff, and it's kind of confusing, but anyway. Okay, and what will happen is the winner, we will get this over to the florist, and you'll probably get your flowers sometime Tuesday or after, okay? Just so you know. So if you happen to have a birthday tomorrow, and you want free flowers by winning this contest, you're not going to get them tomorrow. Can't be arranged. So anyway. Okay, now, we talked about, I mentioned... I asked you why you got into the field of dentistry, and you said helping people, helping clients. There's other ways that you can help people. Why dentistry? I mean, you could help them walk across the street. You could help them at a plumbing store.
I think because dentistry, you get to deal with a lot of people. A lot of people come in and out of the doors every day, and you get the quality satisfaction of knowing that you help somebody, whether they come in for their basic cleaning or if they're having a toothache. When they leave, they're happy, and we make sure of that.
So basically, you're actually able to dovetail onto the same thing that attracts me to being a dentist, which is really seeing the the change that we make in people.
Absolutely.
Okay. I didn't realize that it followed on all the way down the line, you know, from the dentist on down or whatever, because it is one of my favorite parts of what I do, being a dentist. We take these really nervous people and turn them into people that aren't nervous, and they're just, you know, they're just happy with the care they received. And you can just see them relax. And people that seem like they are almost, I don't know, a curmudgeon or standoffish, will turn into this very, very happy-go-lucky, pleasant person after they've been in. I just realized that we do have to go to a break. Remember, when we come back, we're going to talk about what an office manager did. This is from someone down in Clark County, Virginia. What did they do to wind themselves in prison for 7 years? You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunday 95, and we'll be right back after the break.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City. Or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Dentally Speaking is this talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yay! Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I'm here in the studio with my office manager, Jeff Sapp. I don't know why I did that.
It's wrong.
I'm sorry. You know, I was thinking that your name, your first name has two F's and your last name has two P's. You just kind of... Everything has to have two letters at the end there, right?
Right.
Double this. Okay, before I go too far, let me just remember to thank a couple of our sponsors for the golf outing. Texas Roadhouse on Bethel Road. Aaron, the manager there. There we go, another manager,
another
right?
Another manager.
Who was nice enough to not only give us gift cards that we can auction off at the silent auction, but also some coupons for free appetizers and all kinds of neat things. He's been very, very generous, and we wanted to thank him specifically. Mohican Adventure has given us, I believe that's a canoeing adventure. And the Columbus Clippers just recently donated a Sunday pass for four. And the Columbus Blue Jackets have been nice enough to donate a signed R.J. Umberger jersey and a signed puck by Jared Ball. So I really appreciate all these folks helping out. We hope to raise a lot of money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio and Golf for Life Ohio. And remember, it is July 31st coming up. You might want to get out and practice. Maybe even go to one of those two courses so you know what you're up against. Okay, Jeff, what do you think would land a dental office manager in prison for 7 years?
Wow. He was too nice to the patients.
No. Try again.
Let me think. For 7 years, tried to do dentistry himself.
That would do it, too. That would do it, too. No, in this case, this person, her name is Mikkelie Roars. She was 66 at the time, and she pled guilty to 2 counts of first-degree theft and 7 counts of obtaining a controlled substance by fraud. The charges related to her embezzling money from Sharon Dental between 2001-2008, and... it looks like she embezzled about $560,000. And also, so I guess what she did was she deposited her checks into her personal account and offered fake discounts to patients in order to get them to pay with cash. She even used names of dead relatives when she forged prescriptions for narcotics. I mean, so anyway, I know you'd never do that, and I know you never have, but, you know, it's there's a lot of trust in a dental office because it's such a small business that I guess I can see how this could have gone on for so long, but apparently she was doing it for 20 years. And it wasn't until they had a new staff member start and started seeing some things. So anyway, that's that. That's kind of shocking, actually, and it's kind of scary to me, but I know I'm in good hands.
It really is. But the one thing you have to keep in mind, too, is that a good manager of any kind of business controls everything going on there, whether it's the staff coming in or patients coming in. They're in charge of making sure things run correctly and honestly.
You're right. And so I have to put my trust there. Now, just for informational purposes, you can find podcasts of these episodes on iTunes by searching either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. These shows are also available by on demand at columbustoday.com. And in addition to that, they actually just run at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. every day, every weekday through Saturday. So that if you've listened to the show and you have a friend or family member you think might want to listen to it as well, just go to columbustoday.com. And, you know, at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., it'll start. Just let it play, minimize it to your desktop, and you can keep working, or at least to pretend to work. Also, you can send emails to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. And if you would like to follow me on Twitter, it's Dr. Kvitko. Remember, the phone number, 459-9769, the person with the correct guess will win a free seasonal mixed floral arrangement from Weisdember Florist. We've had an emailed guess. Harriet has guessed E, which is 100 parts per million. Mindy has guessed C, 1 part per billion. And those are incorrect, but thank you so much. And let me just mark those off as wrong. Okay. So, Jeff, back to questions for you. And what is it that you do or that you feel that you have control over that enhances the patient's experience? What is it that you can do to make it a good one?
I think training is what comes into play. I make sure that the staff, since I'm not sitting up front, that they're saying the right things or scripting the right things to make the patient feel comfortable and welcomed when they walk in. We want to make sure that everybody that walks in walks out happy and does come back. So it's my job to make sure that the staff, whether it's the front end or the assistants, make sure that they are taking care of everybody. I also make it a point to walk around to talk to patients in chairs to make sure they are taken care of.
Okay. And you've instituted a new policy at the office, and every Wednesday you ask a staff member to bring a quote.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to turn the tables on you. I'd like to know, do you have a quote of the day for me?
Yes, actually, I have a good one.
Okay.
The one I like to use is that it's said that the golden rule is treat people the way you want to be treated. But if you think about it, the platinum rule should be treat people the way they want to be treated, because everybody doesn't want to be treated the same way.
That's true. That's true. That's really, that's a real eye-opener, because I'd always thought about it the way the first part of that was written, which is, you know, I always think about, you know, how would I want to be treated? How would I want to be addressed? Would I want to wait? Would I want the doctor to remember my wife's name, or that I have a dog named Spot or something, you know? But so you have to kind of, I say oftentimes at the office, you know, these are people, not pegs. Mm-hmm. You can't just like stick them in a, you know, it's like you can't put the round peg in the round hole because they're not pegs. They're individuals, right? Every peg, which is a person, a patient, has its own unique shape, none of which is probably round to go in that hole, right?
Very true. The one thing that I like that our office does is that when a patient is brought up to the desk, they're asked, how was your visit? How did you like the doctor? How did you like what happened today? Any problems?
You're asking them that?
We do.
Oh, gee, I'm going to have to do a better job.
We want to know because they will tell us things they won't tell the doctor.
You're right. And it seems like we think that, you know, the patients are listening to us and they believe us. But I guess apparently as soon as the doctors leave the room, the patient looks at the dental assistant and says, okay, what did he say? And what does that mean? What would you do? Right?
It turns an open mic. That's true.
Yeah. So what do you do when the office screws up? Not that we screw up a lot, I hope, but we're all human, and I'm sure there are things that happen, and so what do we do?
Well, the first thing that I have to do is that we take responsibility. If the office did it, we take care of it regardless of what it is. I try to make sure that the staff comes to me if there is a problem with a patient, or which I like to call a challenge, not a problem, but I will actually address that myself, or I will train the person to be able to take care of the patient where they're not having problems with it. If it's something they can't handle, I will take care of it. If it's something they need to talk to you about, I'll find out what the problem is, and if I can help it, then I will, because you're busy with patients.
Okay, and so we want people to know that we value their time. We do care about their experience. And I think, you know, I don't know if you realize this. I'm sure you do, but most offices, would you say that you've worked at, they use voicemail?
They do.
Okay. Do they have an answering service for after hours?
No, they do not.
Okay. And that's so those are little things that we do to make it a better experience. And I hate being, I hate calling a business. You get their voicemail, you know, listen carefully because our prompts have changed. No, they haven't. And besides, I didn't know what your prompts were to begin with, so I wouldn't know if they changed, right?
That's true.
So you're never, you know, in that, I call it the voicemail black hole, you know? So lots of things like that.
Well, the one thing, too, that I like about our office is that everybody is helped on the same level. If they call with a question, we're not giving it to somebody else. We answer the question.
Right.
We're all trained the same way that we can answer whatever comes in, or whatever it's a problem, or something as simple as just scheduling their next visit.
And by the way, when somebody calls, how is it that you answer the phone or we answer the phone at the office?
That I can help you.
Yeah. Thank you for calling Dr. Kvitka Metnis and Associates. This is Jeff. I can help you. And so they know they've gotten the right person, right?
That's true.
Okay, now when we come back, and we have to go to break soon, we're going to find out what are the top five dental health questions that people pose to dental offices, so stay tuned for that. What's the most question asked by staff? What's the most common question asked by patients? So see if you can work on your answers to those. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Sunday 95, every Sunday morning at 7, and we will be right back.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm a drummer. I was a drummer from when I was young, and Jeff Sapp happens to be a drummer as well, and so is my producer, Calvin. So during that song, we're all in here like pretending we've got our drums, you know? I don't know what it would have sounded like with three full drum sets going, but probably would have drowned out Taylor Swift. Anyway, okay, so I said that we'd be talking about the five top dental health questions. We're going to give that out in a minute. During the break, we had a couple of guesses to our question of the day. By the way, we'll put you on there if you'd like, or you can do it the way some people are doing it, kind of quietly. But Laura has guessed 10 parts per million. That's B. Timothy has guessed A. A is 1/10 of a part per million. B those aren't correct. So we have a little bit of time in the show. Excuse me. We'll see if anybody's paying attention, because there are only a certain number of choices. Okay. So, Jeff, what does it take to earn the trust of the team?
To earn the trust, I think you have to be able to relate to the staff and give the respect that you're requiring in return.
Mm-hmm.
If you do the same thing that they're doing, then I think they'll respect you in return.
Right. So you don't ask them to do anything you wouldn't have done or haven't done yourself?
Absolutely not. Right. I even went as far as to get my radiology license so that I could help take x-rays if needed.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yep.
And we haven't brought you back to the treatment room yet. Okay. Now I know what we're going to do when we get back to the office.
But I'm ready.
Okay. Well, that's actually very special when you think about it, because office managers don't necessarily actually ever go back into the treatment rooms, but Jeff's taken his training one step further. Are all dentists the same?
No. All of them have the same idea for what they want to accomplish to make the patient feel good and to take care of whatever situation there is.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they're all different.
Can an office manager make a mediocre dentist appear to be a good one?
Absolutely.
So
can a staff.
Really?
It's the way that we talk the people up. It's the way that they can ask when they're in the waiting room talking to other patients.
But if they're getting mediocre care, won't they eventually figure it out that it's just talk?
They will. I think sooner or later they're going to catch on to it. But that's where, we having them back many a times, we show that we can fix that problem and it won't be mediocre.
So what you're saying is... the office manager can help elevate the level of care in the office?
He can, because
okay.
He's also the one that can make a follow-up phone call to the person saying, we know there was a problem yesterday, how are you feeling today?
So if you get the same answer often, let's say you call these people and the last seven people you called all say the bite doesn't feel right, then what would you do? You would go to the doctor and say, hey doc, we've had like seven people say the bite doesn't feel right, need to be a little more careful?
I would.
Yeah.
That's the responsibility of a manager, is to go to the doctor saying, we've had several comments or complaints from patients. Here's what it is, and here's what we need to do to fix it.
What about compliments?
We get a lot of those, too, and we share those in our meetings every week.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what's the most common question you are asked by patients?
Is it going to hurt? That's the main thing I hear whenever they walk in.
People think it's going to hurt when they come to a dentist?
They do.
Yeah, we're obviously we work really hard on that, but there is still a lot of that kind of fear out there. Okay, I promised to give out the top five dental health questions, and here we go. Number one is not necessarily in any order, but is how do I get my teeth whiter? Okay, you've heard that one a lot, I'm sure. What to do about bad breath? How do I handle a toothache? Will I have to get my wisdom teeth out? And what is TMJ disorder? Okay, those are the top five dental health questions posed to dental offices around the country. Now, those are dental health questions. Those aren't actually, honestly, when you're talking about people interacting with their dental office, the question most commonly heard is, what would you say?
Of those five?
No, those five are just people wondering about dental health. When people actually call or come to the office, what's the most common question they have?
Do you take my insurance?
Yeah, or what does my insurance pay? Okay, so see, those are different, though.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they're coming to us or somebody, these health questions are the things people are kind of wondering about. They don't really, you know, quite have a handle on what that all means. So, looks like we're within about a minute of, is there anything else that you want to say or add before, because we have 60 seconds?
Well, the one thing that I try to stick to is that, kind of the old saying that dentistry is not expensive, but neglect is. So take care of
your teeth. That before.
You have.
I don't know where I heard it either. I probably made it up. But, I'm sorry, let's see. So, you know what? We didn't get a winner today, did we? Okay, so the flowers are safe for another week, I guess. Again, let me thank some of my sponsors for the golf outing, Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic, to raise money for Down Syndrome, the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Columbus Clippers, Texas Roadhouse on Bethel, BASF, Sunday 95, oh boy, I know I'm missing some, Safe Auto, please forgive me if I'm forgetting too many, Mohican Adventure, Cambria Suites, Chase Suites, I believe, and there'll be others, and I'll get a list. Maybe my office manager could give me a list for next week, huh? Yeah, you just never know. So anyway, again, thanks for joining me today, everyone out there, all my listeners. Go out and have a great day. Jeff, thanks for getting up early. We are live in the studio, and Calvin can corroborate that.
Thank you so much.
And we do appreciate everybody listening in, and go out and make it a great day. Tune in next Sunday morning at 7. We will have Dr. Berkowitz. We're going to talk about orthodontics. And Other than that, I think it's just time to say goodbye. We'll see you next Sunday at 7.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.